A Cape Breton MLA is raising concerns with changes the provincial government has made to the doctor wait list and believes regional reporting of ER wait times does not give an accurate picture at individual hospitals. The NIDA Family Practice Registry is a wait list that keeps track of Nova Scotians who are seeking a family physician. Nova Scotia Health reports that as of January of this year, 66,786 Nova Scotians are on the NIDA Family Practice Registry. But Sydney member to Liberal MLA Derek Mumbercat says the government has changed the way the registry works to break it up.
In the past, there was the NIDA Family Practice waitlist in which people who were looking to access a doctor and ultimately access primary care, they would register. And they would be put on the wait list. So what has happened now with the change that the government has made, and they made it in October of 2024. So essentially what they've done now is they've broken up that list. And there's now this pending list that exists. What they were doing is essentially they make calls to people who were on the list. And as we know, the list skyrocketed at one point to 160,000, but In October of 2024, you saw a big shift. There's about 30,000 people came off of the list because they moved people into this pending list, essentially saying these people have access to primary care. They just have to wait. They're pending to be connected to a primary care provider. You know, that changes how the reporting took place. Questioned the department on, well, how many people are pending and how long does it take before they get access to care? Because they're still not getting access to care at that point. Like they may be attached, but they may not have access to a doctor or the primary care center. So it was a big shift that the Auditor General picked up on, and it essentially took tens of thousands of people off of the list.
Mumbercat put these questions to Nova Scotia Health in a recent Public Accounts Committee meeting. Executive Deputy Minister of the Department of Health and Wellness, Dana McKenzie, said recommendations for how to handle the registry were not finalized until March and April of this year. Mumbercat shared his opinion on why the change was made.
It represents a huge shift in how they report, how they've been reporting the numbers. As I said, we want people to have access to a doctor. We want people to make sure that they get the care necessary. And we have wonderful people within the system that support our community each and every day that work extremely hard to make sure that they can do whatever they can to help support our families on our healthcare journeys. The most important thing we all want is we want people to have access to a doctor. We want people to have a family doctor. We want people to have access to primary care. And most importantly, we want people to have accurate information. So this is all coming from the report of the Auditor General. So this is there were a number of things that were in that report that we talked about, and this was one of the big ones. The government, back in October of 2024, which was a month before the election, made a decision that they were going to change the way that they reported the residents who were looking for access to a doctor or access to primary care. So this new methodology that they used took tens of thousands of people off the list, and we argued people may be on a pending list, but that doesn't mean that they currently have access to primary care at the moment or access to a doctor. So we want people to have accurate information. That's what the Auditor General is saying as well.
Mumbercat also criticized the regional reporting of ER wait times, saying that giving a regional health zone outlook does not accurately represent the long wait times taking place at hospitals like the Cape Breton Regional.
We know across the province that there are a number of spots where we've seen, you know, the ERs closed more frequently. We've seen the ERs closed as much as they've been open, Cape Breton Regional and Sydney. You know, I hear the stories. There's wonderful people trying to provide the best care possible, but they're working so hard that they need more resources. And we hear the stories about some of the wait times that come as a result of that at the regional. So what they're doing is they're basing a lot of the information that they're presenting on kind of like the overall look of an entire area, like the Eastern Zone. Mm-hmm. What we argue is that we should be breaking that down to determine that if the Cape Breton Regional or Digby or, you know, another, a few examples, if they're closing more or if the wait times surpass the average, We want to do whatever we can to help advocate and help provide the support. Like, again, it goes back to the fact of providing the most accurate information in community so people can see it.
Mumbercat feels the government could be more in-depth and accurate with all of their healthcare reporting. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.